Well, it's hard to say. There, in fact, are multiple factions within the security services, each with a different perspective on the transition. And so there's no one single answer to that. However, since the military has been so involved in Sudanese politics for so long, it's reasonable to expect that there's going to be some reluctance on the part of military leaders to give up power. That's not what they're used to. It's not as if this were just a military coup that happened 1 year ago and things would be reverting to the norm. Now, as far as the military is concerned, the norm is the military is in politics. So it's a significant transition that has to be negotiated. And moreover, because the military has been in the government for so long, it controls or has its hands in a lot of different parts of the economy. Estimates are that the military controls over 250 businesses involving gold mining, livestock, arms, telecommunications, banking, construction. So, giving up these revenue sources and facilitating a new form of government, civilian-led government, is going to involve significant change for the military. And as we've seen in other countries where the military has long had a role in politics, like in Egypt or Mali, Myanmar, Thailand, these militaries often are resistant to letting go.
Some in the military leadership in Sudan may believe that the United States' lifting of the state sponsor of terrorism designation in late 2020 has opened the door to international support beyond the military allies in the Arabian Gulf. Could that conviction tempt the military to repeat the Egyptian military taking over both political and economic life in Sudan?
The state's sponsors of terrorism designation was long seen as a huge drag on the Sudanese economy. And so its lifting was seen as a very important step forward. However, it's very unlikely that one change alone is going to result in the reforms that are needed to see the boost in Sudan's economy. Sudan has some very deep-seated structural problems with its economy. It has a huge debt that's expected to grow year by year. In fact, the expectation is by 2025, it has about $2 trillion, and it has an inflation rate about 165% currently. Now, these are the result of some long-term structural flaws in the economy, and they're not going to be remedied just with the lifting of state sponsors of terrorism. You're going to have to see significant reform. And the track record of militaries in government is that they're not very good at managing the economy. And so the sooner that the Sudanese government can get civilians in charge and have credibility, I think that is when you're going to see the international confidence for investment and really support for Sudan.